Hi FM, 101.9 megahertz of life.
IDF is ready for the Rafah operation, just waiting for the green light from a government. The IDF announced on Wednesday morning that it recruited two reserve brigades to continue the defense and attack mission in the Gaza Strip under the command of Division 99. Well, there's certainly no element of surprise happening here. Dr. Eyal Pinko, he's a senior research fellow at the Begin Sadat Center for Strategic Studies and a researcher. He's a lecturer in intelligence. Dr. Eyal Pinko, good morning. Thanks for joining us once again. How are you?
Good morning. Thank you very much. I'm well. Thank you.
Well, there's certainly no element of surprise. I mean, this has probably been the longest discussion in the history of warfare.
Yes, absolutely. We are killing ourselves with discussions when and where and how. But when you feel the winds here in Israel and the heat, it's probably goes there, and maybe it's a matter of days or a week. But it's we feel that it's going to happen.
So what has been was it the United States really? Were there other issues that delayed this? What do we really understand as to why this has taken so long?
First we understand, or maybe even we've been presented to the ability of Israel to be governed by the U.S. And this is basically what we see. We do understand that after the Iranian attack and the unwillingness of Biden to go into a large-scale war with Iran, that I don't know how to say it, even the fee that Biden paid is that saying to Israel, don't attack in Iran, and if you will not attack in Iran, you will be able to have some kind of attack in Rafah in order to finish this war.
Does that indicate that the Iranian stress level Iranian war, that part of it is over for now?
When we speak about Iranian war, Iranian war is also what is happening with Hamas.
Yes, of course.
Because
of course.
The Iranian... Maybe the direct fire between Israel and Iran finished. Even though everything which is in the surrounding Hezbollah, Houthis in Yemen, Hamas is absolutely Iran. So for your question, I believe that the direct fire between those two countries is for now went out from the game.
And what's the Rafah operation likely to look like? My concern here is that Hamas have had so much time to prepare for Israel's invasion of Rafah that it almost reminds me of the first time that Israel went into the Shifa hospital. They had to work very hard to prove why they were there. And my concern is that Rafah might be the same.
Yes, Rafah is going to be, I believe, not less than hell of fighting over there. Rafah is a very crowded space, especially after 1.5 million, more or less, people went there from the south, from the north and the central part of Gaza. With that, Hamas has over there a lot of infrastructure below the ground, above the ground, inside houses, inside mosques and schools. So there are going to be many surprises in the streets and below the streets with the population that from this population can pop at any moment the next attacker. And you know, when we speak about Hamas operatives, it can be 13 or 14 years old kid, or it can be a woman, or it can be a like the average attacker or Hamas operative. So it's going to be with many surprises all over in a very crowded environment. It's going to be very hard warfare over there.
How do they know that the people, the so-called civilians leaving Rafah, are actually civilians and are not Hamas operatives simply trying to escape?
You cannot know. There is no way to know it until they start firing towards you. There is no way. We saw only, you know, I don't know if you know, only yesterday a woman near Jerusalem tried to attack and kill soldiers with a knife. And we see that during all the war. Kids are carrying RPGs and weapons, kids at the age of 10 and 12. And you see women like that, and you see elder guys. So there are no signs or pre-alerts of that. It can pop up from anywhere, from anyone.
It's very, very scary. Is this attack, the invasion of Rafah, likely to happen now or only after Pesach? Is this something that Israel, that the IDF will take into account?
I believe not. I believe it will not be taken in account. I think the hostages situation over there and the green light from the U.S. Will be part of the factors that allowing this or enabling this attack, with the fact that the Israeli military is already ready for that, accumulated forces, resupply, refresh a bit, and I think that everything is now in a place that it's ready. So the pistol is on the table now. And let's see when it will fire. I believe it will be soon.
And that is where we leave it. Dr. Eyal Pinker, thank you as always. Senior Research Fellow at
thank
the Begin Sadat Center for Strategic Studies, a researcher and lecturer in intelligence.